Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Tulsa Farm Show is back February 25th through 27th at the River Spirit Expo. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau presents over 350 exhibitors, ag products and services, plus cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Register to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock by Can-Am. Be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. TulsaFarmShow.com has details. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
Good afternoon here. The feeder cattle finished $1.12 lower in March at 138.37. April's 22 lower at 142.45. The May's down 22 at 144.85. August down about 12, 152.60. So generally speaking, the front end, the March feeder cattle were the weakest contract by a pretty substantial margin. The spreads there with March at 138.37 and April at 142.45 has given people the opportunity to roll those short March positions out to April if needed, or May, or even August for that matter. That March August spread, you know, we watch that seasonal spread quite often. It's at $14. Traditionally this time of year it may be like 5 or 6 or 7, could be as tight as 2, I think, in recent history. But $14 is pretty wide for that March to August spread. Live cattle were steady all day long. We had the February's, which expire at the end of this month, unchanged at 116.45. Pretty good premium to the cash market right now. The cash is about 114. April live cattle down 15 at 123.60. A lot of people really bulled up on those April and June live cattle, expecting the possibility for the market to move higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's time once again for the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 43rd Annual All Breed Bull Sale. Coming up Saturday, February the 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion on the west side of Cheyenne. They'll be featuring 65-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial, Angus, Charlet, Composite, Hereford, Simmental, Semi-Angus, and Red Angus. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366.
Today's grain markets finished today actually higher for the wheat. We were 7 to 8 cents higher in the Kansas City, with the Kansas City July at 7 3/4. That put them at $6.31.5, and about 3 cents off the high for the day. If you look at the technical side of that, we've bounced back above the previous moving averages, which is in closing above it here, is a pretty good sign. The previous high were just over 660, so that's still about 30 cents away from the closing prices. Corn today was unchanged, anywhere from a penny lower to a half cent higher. December corn at 451 3/4 finished unchanged. And then the front end of the beans, like the March soybeans, were down 5 at 1367.5. The May's down 3 1/4 at 1366. November, the new crop was actually up 3/4 at 1161. On Tuesday morning, we've got the next round of USDA reports. It'll update the supply and demand. The trade seems to be anticipating an increase in the export market, given the fact that we are so far ahead of USDA projections at the current time. And it's only February 5th. The marketing year goes all the way out through August 31st, right? So still a long way to go. Here and only like 15% left of the whole year's USDA estimate.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.